Bless your name, O Lord, as we confess you, that you are the Lord. We bless your name, O Lord, as we confess you, that you are the Lord. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is the day 19th of March, 2024, and this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Hope on Heaven, written by the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E.A. Adepoye. The topic for today's daily devotion is the power of his resurrection. The topic once again is the power of his resurrection. Our memory verse this morning is from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19. Ephesians 1, 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? Let's do it one more time. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? Ephesians 1, 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power? A Bible reading this morning is taken from Romans chapter 8, verse 10 to 14. Romans chapter 8, verse 10 to 14. And I'll be reading the NLT version. Verse 10. And Christ lives within you. So even though your body will die because of sin, the Spirit gives you life. Because you have been made right with God, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal body by the same Spirit living within you. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. For if you live by his dictate, you will die. But if through the power of the Spirit you put to death the deed of your sinful nature, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. That is the end of today's Bible reading. The topic once again is the power of his resurrection. When Apostle Paul said that he wanted to know the power of his resurrection in Philippians 3:10, he was saying that he wanted to know the power that raised Jesus from the dead. There's a power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. That power, according to Romans chapter 8, verse 11, is that power of the Holy Spirit, the power that can quicken your mortal body. That power is still available to the children of God, even after Jesus Christ's death, rose, and went to heaven. It is a great thing to be baptized in the Holy Ghost. However, there's an experience and encounter that goes far beyond being baptized in the Holy Spirit. When you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, you speak in tongues, but speaking in tongues is not enough. You need to be baptized by fire too. Speaking in tongues is wonderful, and I encourage you, but you can't go to some nation, get into their marketplace, and start speaking in tongues, and think you will win soul for Christ. You might lose your head or spend the rest of your life in prison. You need the fire of the Holy Ghost. Whether you believe it or not, every force that is in heaven, on earth, or under the earth is subject to that power that raised Jesus from the dead. This is why the world fears Pentecost testing. If there was one dead fellow that the devil did not want to rise, it was Jesus Christ, because he knew that if Jesus rose from the dead, he was finished. However, that power that raised Jesus from the dead was so powerful that with all the things that the devil tried in Matthew 27:62-66, Jesus still rose from the dead. He is higher than all principalities and power, and his rising from the dead opened the door for you and me to also be higher than them. Ephesians 2:6 says, and has raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. The scriptures above shows clearly that believers in Christ Jesus are now seated with him in heavenly places. Once you know that power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, no witch, no wizard, no demon or principality will be able to overcome you. You will begin to command demons, and they will obey speedily. If you want to know that power, pray today's prayer point with all your heart. The prayer point this morning is, Lord, baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire. Please let me know that power that raised you from the dead. Let's do the prayer again. Lord, baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire. Please let me know that power that raised you from the dead. Pray it one more time. Lord, baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire. Please let me know that power that raised you from the dead in Jesus' name. This is the end of our today's daily devotion. I will see you tomorrow. Let somebody shout hallelujah.